Welcome to the Inspired Intentions podcast from Skyterra Wellness. If you've been too busy and not taking care of yourself, it's time to reset habits and plunge into your new normal. I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm back with you today with another 5-minute focus designed to help you reset your mindset as you head into this week. Today's topic is about how to get off the treadmill. Have you ever felt like your feet are constantly moving while your mind is getting left behind? If you're like most people, you might be balancing a job and taking care of a family or a loved one. You wake up faced with endless responsibilities and demands on your time, which leaves you feeling depleted. Day after day, it feels like you are on a treadmill. The analogy is simple. In all my years of leading fitness classes, I've never had someone in an enthusiastic manner come up to me and say, "Jeff, I love the treadmill." Now, there is a few of you out there who don't mind it, but not minding something is no way to live. For every single one of us, we have months where we feel like we just can't get off of the treadmill. For every single one of us, we desperately fight and try to stop the machine, but it just keeps going. For every single one of us, we want to get off of the treadmill, but sometimes just don't know how and have lost the confidence to do so. Wherever you are today, it's important to evaluate why your feet are constantly moving and decide it's time to get off the treadmill. You deserve to start focusing on your life and not on everything or everybody else. The first step is to give yourself permission, because half of the battle is recognizing that you are worth it. Week after week, guests arrive at Skyterra, and I can tell you that I see them finally getting off of their treadmill. They've come to a place where it is a must to move in a new direction, and making a change is no longer an option because they are ready for it. That's the second step. You have to be ready to get off the treadmill. Oftentimes, we find comfort in the way we've been going because for so long, it's all we have ever known. You get used to the pace and the intensity of how you've lived, but you come to a place where you are finally ready. Getting off becomes more important than staying on. Now, it is one thing to get off the treadmill for a moment, but how do you stay off of it? How do you keep yourself from stepping back on? In my experience and decade of working with guests, I figured out there's no easy answer. And your answer won't be the same as anyone else's. What I do know is that you have to figure out what you are missing out on every time you step on that treadmill. What are you giving up? What deserves your time? As human beings, none of us like to miss out on anything. It's called FOMO, fear of missing out. What I want you to do today is to remove the fear, get off of the treadmill, and live the life you were meant to live. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you're ready to get off the treadmill, call us, book your retreat. We can't wait to have our team help you move forward in your life. If you can't get away right now, we get it. The world is crazy. Go to skyterraathome.com. We have tons of free resources on there. You can start working out from home, cook new recipes, and check out all of our free resources in the library. The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of Skyterra Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterrawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone in your life might benefit from this podcast, please share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.